Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the episode of SOL Talk Show. You are now listening to SOL Speak Out Loud Productions. Glad to be back with you all this week with an exciting conversation with your host and your co-host, TCG, and my co-host. You can go ahead and chime in. Who are you?
I am the co-host. I am Dakari, a.k.a. Dorian Thomas.
All right. We have Dakari in the building with me today. I was going to say with TCG. That would have been speaking in third party. We're not going to start that tonight. But that's right. You have tuned into the number one buzz station, the SOL, bringing you all of your favorite actors, actresses, producers, writers, directors, entrepreneurs, what's going on in their lives. Basically, we're speaking on the ins and the outs, what past projects, present projects, future ones are table. Yes, we have the first inside tea for you. I am your girl, none other than an actress, TCG, and of course my co-host, Dakari, in the building with me. I am Dakari, coming to you from the Soul Talk Show. I am joined today too as well. Well, we are joined today. So we are joined today by our actual special guest. This young brother is paving the way, not only for himself, but for the generation to come, for our young children, for other entrepreneurs. Definitely he is one that is a force to be reckoned with. He has some great things in store too as well. Keep you waiting too much longer. This award-winning phenomenon, I'm calling him award-winning because I love speaking things into existence. I know he has definitely won some awards already too as well. Plus he has some accomplishments that he had just completed recently, so we're going to get all into that later as well. But I am joined today, so I want to welcome you all in to the building with us. You have to, if you would like to call in and speak to us, you can. You can call the number 914-803-4442. Press 1 to speak to our guest or us, the co-host or your host. And the soul is definitely the place you want to be, giving you our lives in the acting world. Basically, we're giving you great tips. We're giving you our up-and-close and personal encounters, giving you our journey straightforward. We're not sugarcoating anything. Great news and exciting events are happening for you, too, as well. But first, again, as I was introducing our special guest tonight, we have in the building with us the one, the only, Sean McGee is in the building on the SOL table, feasting with us today. So definitely, Sean, if you could chime in and let the people know that you are on the, that you are at the table with us today.
Good evening, everybody. This is Sean McGee, Youngstown, Ohio. As was stated, a lot of things that are, you know, taking place, and this should be a good interview.
Absolutely, absolutely, definitely. Wait a minute, Ian Dakari, I need you to chime on in because you know this brother personally as well. I've had the pleasure of meeting him in the flesh as well, and definitely he is a humbled spirit, and just, I mean, you can just sit around this brother, and he doesn't have to say anything. His eyes and his just being around him, his atmosphere, his aura just gives off so much greatness. And that's honestly, I'm not doing no small talk. I'm not trying to sugarcoat or pat you on the back. I don't believe we're pets, so I don't pet anyone, Sean. But I definitely have to give a hats off to you on that, the fact that you know, that's what I've experienced. I can only speak by my experience of what I experienced when I was around you. And every time that I was around you, I've always wanted to continue to be around you. And I always found myself running up to you trying to say hello or something. You're probably like, what does this girl want? Because we'd be in the middle of production or doing something, you know, and I'm just like, hey, how you doing, you know? Because he has that type of spirit. He has a welcoming spirit. So, Dorian, I want to give you a couple seconds just to kind of speak on him, you know, just kind of give a run down of what the people don't know about Mr. Sean McGee real quickly before we get into his bio and all that other great stuff.
All right. What's up, everybody? Again, this is Ian Dakari, a.k.a. Dorian Thomas, from here in Youngstown, Ohio. You know, just a little bit of quick background about Sean McGee here. Not many people know this, but Sean McGee and I have been best friends since the second grade. Whatever y'all do, don't ask my age because I'm not going to tell you. But on the real, we have been best friends ever since elementary school, and we've gone through a lot of things together. You know, we've had a lot of shared journeys and individual journeys as well as career paths and ministerial paths, some together and some individually, and it's been nothing but a blessing through and through.
Absolutely, absolutely, and that was definitely a great way to start off the show with that, and definitely, and I want to get into some of the things. I'm not going to do no spoilers, you know, sometimes I speak before I'm supposed to, so I'm not going to try to spoil anything. But definitely, you guys are a force to be reckoned with when you're together. And, I mean, it is phenomenal. And we're going to talk about that, too, as well, what TC's talking about. Mm-hmm. Definitely, I know that everybody would like to know, all of our families that are listening in, as to what I'm talking about when I say that you guys are a force to be reckoned with together as well as individually. Here at the Soul Table, we like to let our hair down. We're giving you our lives, you guys. We're giving you great acting tips. We're giving you great life tips, telling you our personal and up-close encounters in the entertainment industry as well as outside of the entertainment industry. Basically, we have a plethora of greatness sitting at the table, the Speak Out Loud talk show table today. And before we get started and all of that great stuff, I'm going to take a quick, yes, I'm sorry, we got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after we play one of these great songs by one of these phenomenal brothers that is out here wrecking the whole world with his music and all of his great dancing and stuff like that. So I definitely want to play his song. This is Neo, Sexy Love by Neo, none other than the Chocolate Brother himself. So we'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Right now.
All right. I do apologize
for
that.
He had to redeem himself real quick.
Neo, what was you on? I don't know what he was on at that moment, you know, but we'll give him a moment. I think he was trying to drink a little bit of water before I called him on stage. I understand. But it was definitely distorted, and I do apologize for that. Neo, you got to do better than that. But I'm going to need but that's all right. Sometimes there's difficulties, and there's always technical difficulties that happen in the radio world, but we apologize to our listeners as well. That was Sexy Love by Neo. If you could understand him, he was definitely trying to drink a little glass of water, like I said, while singing, and I think he's just practicing his octaves and all of that great stuff underwater. I don't know. But nevertheless, we thank you. Right. Here at the Soul Table, we are back. I would like for anyone, if you have your phones on, not on silent and they're not on mute, to please put them on mute if you have any background noise, just to kind of narrow out we would appreciate that as well. And, of course, if you have any questions or you'd like to ask a question, you could definitely chime in by pressing 1, and we will definitely get right to you as soon as possible. Again, you are joined today by Ian Dakari and TCG, and we have in the building today Mr. Zeeshan McGee, and definitely we have a pleasure of sitting down with this man today and being able to allow him to take us on his journey as well. For the Blog Talk listeners as well that are on the link for www.blogtalkradio.com/Nisei and SOL Radio Talk Show. Definitely I would like to start off with allowing my co-host Ian Dakari to give us a little bit of background on Sean by reading some of his great bio, all of his accomplishments and great things that he has in store for us. And then we'll get into putting him on the hot seat, you guys. We'll let him sit back for a little bit and enjoy listening to what he has done thus far.
All right. So let's see what we have here. Okay. Sean McGee was born and raised in Youngstown, Ohio. He's the second of three children, and as a man blessed with many gifts and talents, Sean has far surpassed his humble beginnings as a child. Sean overcame many of life's obstacles, including a failed suicide attempt. After surviving the suicide attempt, Sean's eyes were opened to different views of the world and himself. He became a musician, a minister of pantomime, a preschool teacher, as well as the assistant children's director for a nonprofit organization in Youngstown, Ohio called Heart Reach Ministries. Now, as a musician, Sean learned how to focus. He paid more attention to detail and how all of the pieces fit together to make a whole. It also taught him expression through creativity. As an assistant director, he learned how to manage others and, more importantly, himself. Now, as a preschool teacher, he learned how to care more for others, more than himself. But for Sean, these experiences inspired him to learn mime. Now, through pantomime, his creativity was further enhanced through choreography development, storytelling, and even artistic expression. For a brief moment, life for Sean was reaching a success. In 2008, he got married but separated a year after. As a result, his life changed into turmoil. But sometimes, through the greatest storms of your life, there is peace. Because since 1999, through the course of his ups and downs, a constant path led to peace remained. In that year, Sean, along with myself, Dorian Thomas, we created the mime group known as In His Steps. Later, we renamed the group to Next Level Mime. Through Next Level Mime, Sean has ministered throughout Ohio and Mexico. And as a solo minister, Sean has ministered and performed throughout the U.S., Canada, the Dominican Republic, and most importantly and most recently, Kenya, Africa. With his gifted ability, Sean has been anointed and blessed by God to bless others, not only across the city, but also throughout the world. Now, in May of 2016, Sean began a path to fulfill a lifelong dream of design. He recently attained an Associate's of Applied Science, and that degree was actually in graphic arts design. Through his college journey and newfound clientele, his work is currently spreading across the nation. Currently, Sean is in the beginning stages of launching his design company, SM Designs. And he also is in collaboration with Next Level Mime, our group, and my own design company, which is created by myself, Dorian. The name of the company is called Endure. And we're doing this to further enhance his design skills. Through all the struggles, setbacks, and life lessons, it was through God that Sean was blessed with multiple talents and blessings, which have brought him back to life.
Wow. I mean, just listening to that, and I appreciate you, co-host, on reading this journey on Sean as well. I mean, it's just phenomenal. When I was sitting there reading his bio all week and last week, I was just like, wow, you know, the steps that are ordered for you, Sean, are just, you know, with the path that you've taken and through struggles and through tests and through trials, the accomplishments and I can't even think of the words to say. That's how right now I'm like speechless when it comes down to it, because like the Gilligans in our lives, the Goliaths in our lives, you definitely, to me personally, have shown how to knock them down and to keep pushing forward and not to look back, even if you had failed or even if you've had those moments. Just reading about the accomplishments that have came past your setbacks have definitely surpassed and, to me, have knocked down some Goliaths. And definitely I want to commend you for the role that you've taken so far and, of course, congratulate you on your accomplishments thus far. And I do have to get real quickly real with you. He didn't send me this, you guys, so he might yell at me. But don't get too close to my mic and we'll be okay. But I had to keep it real because Sean is a brother that keeps it real. And I could not just go off of just his bio, which is so well written. I had to go off of some of his life, real speaks that he do on Facebook and on his social medias. And Sean, in quoting him verbatim, "You either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain." And Harvey Dent, The Dark Knight, "Now there is a chance that I might do or say something to make you not like me, but I am real, and that is all I can be. I'm very easy to understand, but very difficult in the same
manner."
You hear Mr. Ian.
I'm getting involved here.
But if you want to get to know me, all you have to do is ask. So he's telling you, you know, look, I might be a little difficult. I might seem a little difficult by just the outer appearance and you stepping to me, because I do speak my mind and I am so real. But all you have to do is ask me. Don't just form your opinion off of what you see, which so many of us do. And I always say that you don't know the story until you read the book, and that I still say that no one knows the ending until Jesus Christ comes. So therefore, you'll never know anybody's ending a story or what they're 100% about unless you ask them. You get to know them, and he lets you know firsthand. And he did have a nice scripture too as well. I think this might be one of his favorite scriptures, I'm just going to say, and he can tell me if it's not. Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and I'd rather have you hate me for who I am than to love me for something I'm not. In order to be the man, you have to beat the man. Everything that looks good may not be good for you." So I had to put that in there. I'm sorry. Definitely. Hey, we speak truth here. We're going to let it be known. "This young warrior loves to feel the elements on his skin, but the old warrior knows when to get out of the rain," period, point blank. And what better way to bring him in to speak himself and by saying today, Mr. Sean McGee, how are you doing today and what have you been up to?
I'm doing good. I've never really sat down and kind of went through, you know, the quotes and things I have on Facebook. So just to hear those things, that's been there for, wow, years.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, reflecting upon when those were put in and where I am now and the struggles and the build-ups and the knockdowns. And but, I mean, in the end, the only person that can pick you up is yourself. And let's just say I had a lot of lessons to get myself to that, you know, predicament where I can, you know, look myself in the mirror and dust myself off if I fall and keep it trucking, as they say.
And I appreciate you saying that. So, I mean, what have you been up today? How was your day today? Like, what is a normal, typical day for Sean?
Work.
Say that again, Chad.
No, right. I mean, you got to get up and you got to pay the bills somehow. So today has been work and appointments and things like that. But, I mean, overall, without work, what do you have? So,
right. Absolutely,
that's true.
Man, that don't labor, don't eat. And,
right.
You know, so that's definitely, I understand that firsthand. And it's not just man. You know, we're all mankind. So, you know, I always have to stress to my young princesses coming up to be young women and young ladies that when we say that scripture that a man that don't, you know, don't labor, don't eat, that it's man and woman and mankind, basically. So we definitely need to know that. And definitely you are a blessed man with many gifts and talents and definitely, you know, surpassing trials and tribulations. And, of course, probably more to come. You know, of course, we know that nothing great comes to greater without a test or a trial. You can't have a test without, or a testimony without a test. So, therefore,
right.
You know, we know that it's expected, but at the same token, we know that your God has been preparing you for such and toughening your skin for such to come, you know, for the great things that you have in store for you for the future, too, as well, that are unknown and some that are known. But I do want to real quickly chime in, too, and I'm going to skip forward and then we can kind of go back and I'll let my co-host Ian chime in, too, as well, for anything that he would like to get off his chest. Wait a minute. Let me pause. I almost said that wrong. Get off his chest. And we don't want him coming down on you the wrong way, bro, because he said
I'm not going to do that.
Well, he might want to be like, you remember them cookies back in such and such class?
Get out of my head.
He
I was getting ready to say, you remember you took all my Teddy Grahams when we was in second grade? You were supposed to pay me back. You ain't even paid me back yet.
And, you know, it's the truth serum when you're on the radio. It's the truth serum. So we want to make sure we don't let you get in that type of hot seat. But I do want to jump forward a little bit because I know that you just had a great accomplishment. So I want to pinpoint real quickly on that, and then we can go back into, letting Ian chime in and, of course, elaborate, too, as well on some things, too. But the biggest accomplishment thus far today, the recent accomplishment, was the graduation from school. Am I correct?
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about that and how that journey was?
It's a very long story, but I'll try to make it as brief as possible.
We have all night.
With the the fact that me graduating college is literally 12 years in the making. Back in 2005, I decided that I wanted to go to school because I wanted to, you know, pursue myself into my designing and, you know, get the proper education and a proper studying and things like that to go ahead and, you know, make yourself formidable in the world compared to other people who does the skills. I had to cut that short in 2006 when I had to kind of leave school, financial reasoning. And so me and my dorm room, I made a promise to myself, you know, no matter how long that it takes or no matter what the path goes, that eventually I'm going to end up with, you know, my college degree. And so, I mean, life happened and you get a job and you go about your life, and sometimes, you know, you have those visions and dreams for yourself. And sometimes they have to be put aside so that you can do things like survive. So I kind of told myself, if I ever got myself into a opportunity that I can go ahead and pursue that education again, that I would. And so in the least amount of circumstances, I was literally online looking for another job. And this, I don't know if it was an advertisement or if it was just like a flash email, but I got the email, and like 3 hours later, I got the call from, well, what is now my student advisor from school. And we just had this conversation. It had to be like 3 hours long, where we were just sitting down and talking. And so she gave me information for the school I'm just graduating from, which is Independence University, and how it was an accelerated course to get your degree. And so I told her I'll look into it because I'm old school. You know, if it's not in front of your face, you just don't believe it. And so, but I sat down and I prayed about it, and I started doing research on the school, finding out their accreditation, finding out, you know, exactly what they are and how they process everything. And after I did my research and doing talking, 5 weeks later, I was back in college. It was a long, hard road because of the accelerated portions of the coursing. I was doing 3.5 months of work in 28 days. So just putting everything together and then now balancing full-time work with full-time school and a full-time life, the last 20 months have been a really, really good teacher on how to balance really, really stressful situations and still be able to succeed. So, I mean, the biggest accomplishment that I have is just through the course of finishing school. I mean, I finished with a 3.9 GPA. It's still a little surprising to me, but, you know, as you said, to God be the glory, and to keep yourself together in, you know, the context of looking what the next step is going to be and, you know, those particular details of how it's going to process for what now is the rest of my life.
Know, and that's a lot, and I thank you. I know that you summed it up, and you know, you tried to be short, sweet, and all of that great stuff, but definitely that's what the show is about. Speaking out loud is not just, you know, about just acting. And like I said, it's entrepreneurship, it's a drive of, it's arts all around, creativity. And that's what this platform is for, and for us to tell our journeys, because people always see us via social media, and we have, you know, a lot of, you'd be surprised how many people actually follow you and actually, you know, think that they know you in the person and probably never met you or have met you, and they form their opinions and things on the outside and say, oh, he looks like he's doing great, and, you know, you're well put together, so they, oh, he got it going on, and, you know, God is really blessing him, but they don't know the struggle, they don't know the journey, they don't know what you had to go through to, out of the, for me, I'm going to use myself as an example. Every day I quit my job that is just ministry, that's ministry. Every day I quit my job, and every day I rehire myself through Christ. You know, and it's that type of battle, because it's that serious. When you're not playing and when you're serious about not just yourself but changing lives, it's that serious for yourself. And it's draining sometimes, but it's also, it's just as much as it's draining, it's much more rewarding for the outcome,
yeah.
And to see someone smile. smiling, to see someone say, hey, you know, you touched me, or to bring back a word that you may have given someone that you ain't even know was paying attention. So, those things make it all better, and it makes it all worth it. But at the same token, the journeys that people don't know is the behind the scenes. You know, what led up to, like you said, it was a 12-year college course, basically 12 years in college to get to the 2018 for a degree that actually is normally, how long does it normally take to get a creativity designing degree?
Well,
what's the normal record?
In both cases, about 2.5 years. Bachelor's is usually about 4.
Yeah. And see, myself, I definitely can relate to that too as well, being in the nursing field and in drama, and I'm still in school. Right now I'm on a break, literally. You know, I had to take another break because it gets that way. But for me to get, but the thing about it is to keep going, you know what I'm saying, and to keep finishing. And that's one thing that you showed, is that it doesn't matter, you know, what trials come up or what tests come up, that you can still make it. And I know out of them 12 years, it was probably times where you just said, you know what, I should have had this degree 4 or 5 times over. I'm just going to give up. But at the same token, something in you kept on going. That warrior in you wouldn't give up, you know, and that's the thing, because it's like, I came this far by faith, so, you know, can't turn around. If you turn around, then what? You know?
Right.
So I have to commend you for that, too, as well, and I know that that was a great accomplishment for you, and I can just imagine just a little bit of how you felt that day when they finally called your name across that stage and said,
oh,
here, my brother.
June.
Okay. So we still get, oh, wait a minute. So we got a party that we can attend to. So SOL might be invited?
Yeah.
All right. You know, I'm holding you to it because this call is recorded.
I would say I'm still working out some details on that. But the graduation itself is June 2nd in Salt Lake City, Utah. At the main university that I was going to. So, that's going to be a really, really great time to go ahead and get that all together.
Absolutely, and you're going to love, I don't know if you've ever been to Utah, but we lived in Utah for a couple years, me, my brothers, and my mom. And, of course, when we were down there, population of black was pretty much me and my brothers. But at the same token, they had got to be literally in the early 90s, there was hardly any urbancy in that community, in that area.
Right.
But they had got the bases down there, and it made it very diverse. One thing that I loved, and I've always stated about Utah, for one, the clean air. You can go out there and just breathe, and the trees and the Salt Lake City is just so beautiful. And then the schooling systems is ridiculous. They're almost on, to me personally, when I think about America and other countries, Utah is pretty much on to China when it comes down to education. They don't play.
Oh, wow.
You know, yeah, their high rates up there, and they're scaled up there. They get a lot of exchange students as well. So they do a lot of that there too as well. And they have so much diversity when it comes to their schooling and the different languages. It's not just like how in the inner cities. Because I mean, I grew up in Utah, and then of course in Youngstown, Ohio. Shout out to the Yo. But we've had, you know, French or Spanish. There was really not much else. You had to pretty much go outside, you know, of your schoolings to try to get anything else. But down there in Utah, I mean, you got Swahili, you got French, there were so many different languages to pick from, because they do they're very big on, you know, the exchange, students exchange and all of that great stuff. And they believe in school all, well, when I was going to school there, it was school all year. Hopefully they've changed it, because that was something to go to. We came from, we moved around a lot. You would have thought we was military, but we came from one school, and we had summertime. So we were like, yeah, we're on break. And we moved to Utah, and we got to go back to school. My brothers about had a fit. They was, if Lucy killed, my mom was buried, you know, she was buried, you know, thank you, she's still alive, but she was buried at that moment, just looking at her teenage kids, talking about, wait a minute, it's summertime, and we got to go to school? What you mean? So Utah is a beautiful place. And to see the mountains and all that, you're going to love it down there just to get out and experience. I hope that you're going at the right time too to experience the Salt Lake. So hopefully you get to go out there and actually experience that Salt Lake, the lake out there too as well.
Yeah. We'll be going to Salt Lake City. So there's a few things I'll be looking at once I get down there. So
absolutely.
It'll be an interesting little trip to, you know, get everything processed.
Right, definitely, definitely. Now, I know that you teach some, you was assistant children's director for HeartReach Ministry too as well. What was that like in teaching music and stuff like that?
It was an interesting experience, to kind of put it simple, because of, you know, things that were processed from there. When I kind of started, I had basically just graduated high school. So, you know, I started out, you know, doing, you know, small janitorial work and things like that. But I've actually been a part of, you know, HeartReach since, wow, I was 8 years old.
Wow.
I am not going to say my age. it's been quite a while. So, I mean, when I first started, it was more like volunteer work. And then when I graduated, it came into, well, maybe you should just work here. And so I did. And so it kind of went from kind of just working there and volunteering to actually being able to walk in and basically help people in, you know, helping them by meeting them at their needs. And, you know, with the fact that I worked a lot with the kids, it's meeting them at their needs.
Right.
So, like, 4 or 5 years after working there, I started having, like, meetings with the director who was, you know, asking me about leading down the path of, like, becoming a minister or a pastor. And I started going down the path, but, you know, sometimes when you know something completely isn't for you, that you just kind of not necessarily shy away from it, but, you know that there may be more of a calling in your life. And so once I started realizing that for myself, it kind of made it easier to, you know, absorb yourself in the position and enjoy the job that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it taught me a lot as far as who I am as a person, but it also taught me, you know, how people are, you know, when you meet them at their level, who, you know, you look at drug addicts on a daily basis, or you look at, you know, single mothers who are just trying to process another meal for their child. Those kind of things, you know, it kind of touches you, especially experiencing those things at a very early age. So that was a working in that position was a really eye-opening experience for me, because it was a lot to help me develop who I am and the drive that I have for myself.
Absolutely. I can understand that. And, of course, I'm pretty sure that it taught you more humbleistically, too, as well, to, you know, to be more humbled when you're dealing with that type of situation and being open to things that are new and some things, like you said, that may have some type of similarity or familiarity. But definitely
right.
There's a humbleness that comes along with it too as well. And that's one of the things that I definitely always thank God for. I don't know, Ian, if you can chime in too as well. I always thank him for through everything, you know, always thank him. I never think about tangible things like that. I mean, I appreciate him and I do thank him for, you know, tangible things, but I don't get big and hung up on those. My things are always knowledge and what I can take into my spirit. You know what I'm saying? Things that
right.
that I can't, that I can take with me. My spirit is what's going to live on. The flesh ain't. So I ain't worried about what's dressing that up, truthfully speaking. You know, I'm more so worried
mm-hmm.
about the things that I intake. And so for me, that's a big thing, working with children. I know myself, when I worked with children, I know Ian has had experience too as well, working with children. They say in a child should lead them. Yes, they do. They will, I mean,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
you hear
That's
the
true.
Darndest things come out of children's mouth, and then you hear the greatest things come out of children's mouth, and it opens up, I think, honestly, the creativity and artistic abilities even more. It expands it as to when we get older and we become adults, we get more conditioned. And so they're so still open to possibilities and things that their imaginations go wild, and it just makes you, you know, it makes you go back to being like that too, as well as far as your thinking. And I think that
right.
that's where the artistic side and the creativity, to me, I mean, did you get a lot of that experience with working with the children and stuff like that?
I always say you don't understand the patience you have with children until one spits in your face. just a little like interesting when it comes to, you know, dealing with children and specifically children in the inner city. Because I mean a lot of kids in the inner city, they're basically they're part of single parent homes, or, you know, in certain cases they don't even have a parent in the home. You know, it's an aunt or an uncle or a grandma or somebody who, you know, is taking care of them. And you know, the only way that they have to, you know, express themselves is to lash out into different scenarios and processes in life to basically say, hey, I have a voice and I need to express that voice. And
right.
the only way I know how to express that voice is to do whatever it is that comes to my mind that will make me happy or satisfied or content and things like that. So just being able to, you know, sit down and help, you know, children in those kind of situations to, you know, hey, I may, you know, been dealt this card, but I don't necessarily have to live like this, or I don't have to fall underneath the same circle and, you know, those particular types of situations to let them see that there's a bigger or brighter picture that, you know, comes out through those things. So, I mean, those are those, you know, lessons and processes of the job that, you know, will live with you forever. So, yeah.
And I know firsthand what you mean, and I'm going to go ahead and give the floor to Ian, too, as well here in a second, too. But I know what you mean, because some inner-city kids, and shout-out to the east side, because that's where a lot of our inner-city kids came from that would come to our ministry, and we would go rally them up, and we've taken them, you know, we take them places and over to Canada mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And I wanted to leave a few over there at the border, honestly. You know, like, we just got out the pool, so you know how we do, how as urban kids do, when we get out the pool, our hair ain't pretty. You know, we all look like we just came from Kenya. And it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Like, they look very beautiful. But, you know, we just all look like we just came off of a boat or something. But I wanted to leave a few over there because, you know, you do experience different attitudes and different your experience in their households. Your experience in the only way, and it's not their fault. Some of them, you know, that's the only, like you said, it's the only way that they know how to express themselves is that's what they've been doing for years, or, you know, as to get attention or whatever have you, or to speak to you. And there's been times where, that's what I said, it's a humbling experience all around the board because
right.
they definitely, you know, they teach you that. And I wouldn't have had it no other way, honestly. At the same token, like I said, there's been times where I've wanted to cut a few too as well down, but we're not going to get sued on the SOL show, and we're not going to incriminate ourselves.
Right.
We plead the fifth on that conversation. But God bless the child that got his own, and God bless you for working with those inner city kids to show them that, hey, I'm an inner city kid too as well, and you don't have to be a certain way, and you can do this to express yourself, and giving them another outlook on things, another perspective
right.
of looking at things a different way other than the way that they see it. So I have to give you a hats off to that, too, as well. And Ian, go ahead and chime on in, my brother. You better stop, T. You know how I go. I'll keep going
I'm
if
actually,
you allow me to.
I'm actually enjoying this interview.
Absolutely.
It's really been a tremendous blessing to me, suffice to say, to not only grow up with Sean as my best friend, but as him being my God brother. And it's really been an honor, I must say, Sean, to see how far you've come since elementary school. And I can remember so many stories, and I can remember things that you had gone through that were bad, and things that you had gone through that were good. But for everyone listening, can you just briefly touch on one of your most difficult life experiences dealing with the failed suicide attempt? I believe that that is an area that many of us out here in the world struggle with. And oftentimes, when it's all said and done, you never necessarily know who is actually struggling with it if they don't come forward with it for many different reasons that may not even, you know, be mentioned or anything on the lines of that. But just briefly, just kind of touch on that. How did you get to that point? And not only how did you get to that point, but what happened that God brought you out? How did he bring you out?
Well, I was 14 at the time, and being a kid growing up in the inner city, but I mean, if you can't tell by the sound of my voice, there is something just a little bit different about me. I tell people all the time, I'm born and raised right here in West Lake here in Youngstown. I know what it's like to be in the middle of a drive-by shooting. I know what it's like to be down and out, but a lot of people look at me, they hear the sound of my voice, they hear the way I talk, and it's like, there's no way that you were born and raised in the ghetto. There's no way that, you know, you've lived the life that you lived. But I mean, when I was younger, I had to struggle a lot with that because of the fact of I looked different, I sounded different. And I spent the majority of my young life just trying to fit in, just trying to, you know, hey, I'm just like you, so, you know, let's be friends or let's hang out and things like that. I mean, it led to a lot of questionable things. But in the end, no matter what I did, it's like I never fit in. And at that point in life, it was just basically I never understood what individuality was at that point in life. And so when I couldn't fit in with everybody else, then I said, if I can't be like everybody else, then I shouldn't be here. I mean, it sounds really, really dark or really, really dreaded. I just said, forget it. I just said, I'm going to go to bed because I like sleep, and I'll just do it forever. So, I mean, that night, all I did is I blew up a trash bag, I tied it on my head, and I went to sleep. And, I mean, the more that it, I guess you could say, the more it suffocated me, the more I said, you know, this is how it needs to be, you know, until my brother comes into the room, turns on the light, rips the bag off my head, and slaps me in the face and tells me what I'm doing. That was, I guess, the first wake-up of my life that, you know, as much as I thought nobody cared, somebody did. And it just, from that moment, it just reopened my eyes to just a few things that, you know, if nobody cares for you, your family does. Or if anybody's going to accept you, you're going to have to do it yourself. And, I mean, that was the start of at least me starting to discover exactly who I was and how things process within themselves to make sure that in the end, no matter what you do, you have to make yourself happy. And, well, here we are today.
No, that's really a blessing, bro. I myself can actually testify to what you're saying because I experienced many things firsthand, you know, growing up alongside you. But if I've never told you this before, which I'm actually sure that I have, I want to reassure you that you are more of an inspiration to many people, those that you don't realize are looking at you. And I'm not just talking about the children that you've helped or taught or inspired along the way. You have a serious gift that handles a lot of responsibility that comes with it. And in many ways, you may not believe it when I tell you, but in many ways, you have actually inspired me through the years, and you have actually strengthened me. I can remember times where I had gone through so many different things dealing with family problems, rejection from family, rejection from a father who did not want me, did not believe I was his. The list just goes on and on. When even people in ministry had turned their backs on me, you still stood strong, not just beside me, but you helped push me to go further. And for that, I can honestly sit here while everyone is able to hear me say this to you. I thank you. I thank you because it's not necessarily about a father figure or age. Granted, we're around the same age, but you never know who is actually watching you that you are strengthening and encouraging. There were times where God had worked through you to pull me out when I was knocking at Jeff's door. But I want to say thank you, and it is truly, truly an honor to not only be your best friend, but to also be your God brother and to also be your fellow co-founder of our Mind Ministry. With that being said, many people don't know that you have a gift for gospel pantomime, that creativity, that vision, the choreography, and everything. So could you tell all of our listeners how you got into miming and how God led you to it? And tell us about your journey. You recently, I believe it was last year, if I'm not mistaken, in July of last year, God had taken you down to Kenya, Africa on the missions field. But that's not the first time God had taken you on a journey overseas for ministry to do his work out there on the physical battlefield. Tell everyone about you becoming a fellow co-founder of Next Level Mind Ministry here in Youngstown, Ohio.
I mean, I guess the easiest way to break that down, I don't even know if you know this or if I've explained it in enough detail, but I've actually loved mime since I was a kid. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I watched groups like K&K Mime and, you know, groups at the church who would, you know, perform and minister, and you know, express her gifts, and it just simply ended up, you know, being that I just wanted to find a way that I can spread my gifts too. And so for the longest time, it was always something I wanted to do, but I never had, like, if you say, the confidence to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, when I found out that, you know, you and Adrian did it, it was just an opportunity that I said to myself that maybe this would be an opportunity for me to at least learn it.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, it wasn't even necessarily to perform
mm-hmm.
or even a minister. It was just more of maybe I should just learn the gift
right.
or learn if I had the gift.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, in the beginning, it was more of, yeah, I was just happy to be in the background, or I was just happy to be standing up there and being able to do, you know, what it is that I do. And so when we actually had the opportunity to, you know, mine for the first time, I mean, at that point in life, I've already have done, you know, so much with within the band and, you know, with music. You know, it wasn't necessarily a horrible thing to perform in front of a church, but, I mean, it was probably the most nervous that I was, I guess, up to that point in my life, just because, you know, it's you, the face paint, the music, and the motions that goes with, you know, the choreography and the ministry. And so just being able to, at that time, for the first time that we mined, to go through it,
right?
I mean, it was, you know, an emotional high and things like that, but, you know, it just started, you know, showing that I had something that was a little bit not seen just because of the fact of I am not a small guy. And being able to, you know, do some of the things that we've done, you know, to match you, a more agile and flexible person.
Oh, gee.
You know, it started to show some really interesting things. And so as we, you know, developed.
Right.
And as we, you know, grew and, you know, in the gift, then
mm-hmm.
it just made things all the more interesting to see them all process together. And then being able to not only be able to follow well, but also to lead and create.
Right.
And then being able to sit down and choreograph your own song and, you know, put the moves together and put the story together and, you know, find the right song and make sure that, you know, you're hearing from God as you're processing, you know, the choreography and the moves and those things. I mean, it's a really, really humbling experience just knowing that, you know, when you're doing that, you are being used by God when you go to create it. And it's not just something that you yourself is just saying, hey, I think this would be good, and I think this is what God would want, and I think this is what the people would like. Instead of, you know, I'm being inspired or God's breathing this into me that even if nobody liked it, we know that this is our personal story to God.
That's right.
It kind of makes it a more eye-opening and humbling experience in order to, you know, process all of that together.
Right.
I think I'm going to stop there.
Okay. Okay. Because, you know,
real quickly,
you know how we do. We could talk all along.
Right. I'm trying to tell you, and we can all night. If we had longer than the show, but of course, you guys that are listening, I know that you guys have to be enjoying this the way that I am, and that you're being fed and being a sponge to be able to be encouraged and inspired through this young man's journey, as well as mm-hmm. Ian Dakari, my co-host. But definitely with dancing, of course, myself being in dancing all my life, from ballet to R&B to hip hop to sacrificial spiritual interpretation dancing, I have mm-hmm. always looked at doing my praise dancing and my miming as my body and what I'm doing as far as my dance as a sacrifice. And it was like at that moment, to be used as
That's
a
right.
sacrifice is something so precious. And it is like it's like nobody else. Yes, I'm trying to save someone else. Yes, I'm trying to interpretate a story. But at this moment, this is me and God. This is the moment where
mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know, as if we get ready to walk up to God and we're getting ready to do our do's and don'ts. That's how I feel every time I dance, is that I'm at that right at his feet, and I'm able to present
mm-hmm.
myself as a sacrificial praise. And I have watched you guys personally several times via online video and via in person. I've been blessed to be able to be in person and watch Next Level Mime actually do ministry. And it was a spoiler, and I know we're running out of time, but I got to have you guys on the show, of course, as Next Level Mime Ministry. And that will be coming up soon, too, as well, in March.
Yes.
We're going to make sure that we put that out there, too, as well. But real quickly, Sean, because everyone that has been listening to the sounds of all of our voices, I would like to get to your information out there, where people can follow you, where people can contact you, as to from your SM designs to everything that you're doing, everything that they've heard tonight, and if they want to tap into you or ask you a few more questions or find out how just to follow your footsteps, you know, as far as your journey. Where can people find you? What social sites are you on?
I mean, the biggest one that I'm on right now is Facebook. I don't have a necessary page yet for my business, and that's coming probably sometime soon, which my company name is SM Design. I do graphic arts work, mainly specific of logo design. I mean, I just got done doing a book cover for a friend of mine. She's a senior in high school, and she ended up writing a book. So I just got done doing her book cover. I did a church logo for Churches Wisconsin. I'm currently working with an entrepreneur in the Virginia and D.C. area for a company that she's processing. So that's kind of what I'm doing now. But, I mean, you can find me on Facebook underneath my name, Sean McGee, S-H-A-U-N-M-C-G-E-E. You can find me on Instagram underneath PZ Creations. I'll spell that. It's a P-E-E-V-E-E, Creations. I'm on Instagram. I mean, I have a Snapchat, but I really don't use it. And I have a Twitter, but I really don't use it. But mostly Facebook and Instagram is where you can find me these days. And then, of course, once you get in, I will keep everybody followed. I mean, as my bio says, if you need to know anything, just ask. So, I mean,
and thank you for that. And I'm going to take it one step further for you too as well, Sean, and not being big-headed or boastful, but of course, because you have paved such a journey for yourself and a legit journey that it is, definitely you guys can Google him if you can't remember, you know, how to get him on Facebook or what social media sites he's at too as well. Google him. Definitely I did as well, and you can find some things on Sean, his social media sites,
talk,
like Facebook. Exactly, will come up, and it is MCG. E-E. And, of course, Instagram. I understand about the Snapchat. I have one, too, and Twitter. And I do get on my Twitter. I like Instagram because Instagram will post to all three. So I try to stay on there more so than anything because then I can post to all three. So that way I can kill three birds in one stone. But it's hard. As much as networking and social media is taking over the business world, and as far as being able to network and talk and do business, definitely it is all the more needed to be on there. But it is such work to actually do in a day. So definitely hats off to you being able to keep up with at least two. And we're going to get Ian. I was talking to him before about this, and yes, I'm putting him on blast because he is my brother and I can do so. We're going to get him savvy on Instagram too as well. Sean, I need your help to do that too as well because he needs to get up on his Instagram.
So too.
Yes, I'm telling you, definitely. I told him the last time we're going to get him on IG at least, if nothing else. We're
right.
Going to make sure we do that. But again, I want to thank you guys for joining Into SOL Talk Show. It has been great. Definitely, I got to have you back on. From everything that you have spoken, what I would say as far as my quote for the ending, and of course, I'm going to let you guys go ahead and close it out. But my ending would be, when you're down to nothing, God is up to something. And I'm going to leave it there. And, of course, you guys just be encouraged always. Love you always. We are not done. Lambs of Christ, which is my praise team, which is myself. And, of course, Next Level Mime Ministry, I can't even speak. It's just
That's
coming
right.
all together. Next Level Mime,
That's
we're
right.
going to get together and collaborate. That's something that God has spoken
yeah.
to my spirit as well as the spirit of Next Level Mime years ago, and I'm telling you guys, it's going to be phenomenal. Just keep following Actress TCG, Tavessa Guilford on Facebook, or NV.me, I dare you on Instagram, Can't Be Guilford on Twitter, and so forth. But definitely you have heard from the Sean McGee, and of course,
oh, yeah.
and we have Ian Zakari.
Yeah, facebook.com/NextLevelMime. You can find our mime.
Yes,
that's
yes.
right.
So there
that's
is a
right.
Facebook page too as well for Next Level Mime. And
Level
of course, please
Mime.
Give that to us again. Can you give us that Facebook again for Next Level
Mime? It's facebook.com/NextLevelMime, or you can search for it, it'll pop up.
And also, you guys, they are on YouTube too as well with a few of their actual videos. You can check them out too as well and see what they've been up to. And them brothers will bless your soul. I'm telling you, you're talking about limber. He's talking about something he didn't know as a thick of gentleman if he could keep up with the limber Ian Dakari. But you would think that he was more lighter on his feet than Ian Dakari. Not no hate, no shade thrown at all. But at the same time,
that brother mad props.
On it. He don't even realize how God carries him. Sometimes it looks like you're floating, son. I have seen it firsthand, and Ian knows what I'm talking about when I say
that's
that.
Right,
there is,
that's right.
You look like you're floating. It doesn't look like you're even busting a sweat. I don't know what in the world. I mean myself, I use my tippy toes, and I'm still like, when I watch you, like, man, I'd be taking notes, you know, like, hold on, wait a minute. This brother is good, okay? God is really
right.
using you in a mighty way, and I cannot wait to continue to follow you as well. And to see much more from you. And, of course, if you would grace our presence again here at the SOL, we would love to have you back, of course, again, and keep following you.
Of course.
I will share as much as possible anything that you have going on. And we have some things to it as well that we have been speaking on. I have spoke to you about because of your designing and stuff like that, of course, that I want you to do for
right.
me. And, of course, we're going to get to that, too, as well. This is not about me today. This is about my boy, the Sean McGee. And thank you again for coming on. Last words, Ian,
you,
and, of
Brian.
Course, Sean, close us out.
I guess as a last word, I kind of been doing some looking around. And, I mean, easiest thing to say as far as what I've been looking, just a few quotes that I ended up finding. I'm just going to read them all. All dreams come true if we have the courage to pursue them. That's kind of deep. Just, you know, if you have the courage to have a vision and know where that vision comes from, you know, you and have the courage to just go out on a limb and do it, the only person you can fail is yourself. That's a good one. I found a couple more. Remember, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. And then the only person you should strive to be better than is the person you were yesterday. I think I'll leave it at that, because if you're not trying to be better than what you were, or trying to compare yourself to everything around you, then of course, in the end, all you fail is yourself anyway. So those are some interesting words, and I think I'm going to end it at that.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your wisdom. And Ian, you have any last words, my brother?
Yeah, I've pretty much covered everything, honestly. But there are just a few quick things that I do want to share. And that would be, don't give up. I'm just going to keep it simple and say, don't make the dreadful mistake of giving up on your dreams, your hopes, your goals, your aspirations. And just as important, don't give up on yourself.
Yes.
No matter what it is that you may go through or what you are feeling, the worst thing you can do is give up. Because you'll find that once you do give up, and this is from a personal experience, once you do give up and you throw in that towel, you will find that years later, time will pass, and you'll be in the same spot where you gave up at.
Mm-hmm.
You were given life for a reason. You were created by God with a purpose and for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be afraid to live. Sometimes you may find yourself in positions in life where you may be standing on your own, or I should say standing alone, but it's at that moment that you got to know deep down in your heart of hearts that though you are standing alone, you are never on your own.
Amen.
Because God always sends a ram in a bush. There's always something going on that God is doing, whether you see it, feel it, believe it or not. There's always a way for you to look up. And you got to believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not happen overnight, but you keep working at it. And as long as you keep working at it, you find that in the long run, you become one step closer to accomplishing that which you are seeking. And don't take it for granted.
That's right. Yeah. There's purpose past the objective for each other if we just sit down and realize that we're all put into each other's lives, not by mistake. There's purpose. That's true. In that plan, you know, past our objectives. Man, I enjoy myself. I'm mm-hmm. telling y'all better get off my y'all better get off the table. Y'all better leave.
Right, I'm trying to stay on the phone. I'm trying to stay on the phone.
Food. We didn't have Thanksgiving, Christmas. We didn't have it all. The feast has been well, and I receive it. I appreciate you guys tonight. Again, this is the SOL table, and we are signing off with peace, love, and helping you help us. Goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you.
Later,
stay
everybody.
Tuned to next time. God bless.